Obviously, you've had an opportunity to chart Stevie May's development over the years as he prepares to potentially win that first cap for Scotland. Just how much progress do you think he's made in the last two or three seasons?
Oh, he's made a massive improvement. You know, when he was 18, 19, he was very inconsistent, also playing with a lot of energy, but he really had to make the step-by-step development coming from St. Johnstone to Alloa to Hamilton Eckies back to St. Johnstone. Now at Sheffield Wednesday, I think he has made a good improvement over the last couple of years. So I think we can call him a late developer there, to be honest. You know, he's now 21, 22 almost. So there's still room for improvement, but he's done fantastically over the last couple of seasons.
I believe that you've compared him to Dirk Kuyt. So, I mean, what comparisons do you see there?
Well, I worked with Dirk Kuyt when he was 18. I signed him from a non-league club when I was the manager of FC Utrecht, and I also managed him in Holland on the 21s, and then later on at Feyenoord. You know, these players, they don't look very polished in the beginning, though. They are energy players. They have a great scoring ability, and they're not the most sophisticated players, so to speak. But because they've put in such a shift in developing themselves and then working on their weak points, and Dirk progressed from this non-league club, the Quick Boys, to Utrecht, to Feyenoord, to Liverpool. It was a step-by-step development, and I see similarities with Stevie May. So you never know where they hit their ceiling. But I think there's room for improvement at Stevie, and if he keeps on scoring goals, he might go another step up.
Do you think that Dirk would be, you know, a good role model for him then, as someone who, you know, has had those characteristics in his career, but has really continued to work to the point where, you know, he's been playing in the Champions League. He's played, you know, many, many times for his country as well. Would that be a good sort of example for Stevie May to use Dirk Kuyt there?
I think so. Every player can take an example of Dirk Kuyt. He was always staying behind in training, practicing his first touch or his left foot and finishing, and he was so dedicated as a professional player that was he's a top guy, he's the best player from the attitude point of view that I've worked with, and I've worked with quite some really good players in Holland and also in England, but Dirk Kuyt is definitely a role model for Stevie May, and he should never stop in trying to improve yourself.
If he continues to try and improve himself and he has that attitude that we're talking about here, how good do you think Stevie May could be one day?
Well, that's the interesting part of it. You will never know. I cannot predict. When I worked with Dirk at 18, 19 years old, he was a bit impatient. He wanted to play every game. He wanted to score every game. I said, listen, wait and see. Everything will be okay. But I would never, ever expected him to go all the way to a Champions League final, to a World Cup final, you know, having 104 caps for Holland. So where the ceiling of Stevie May is, I don't know. But he has definitely had a lot of attributes that is very attractive for a striker. That's his work ethic, his power, and his scoring ability, which is massive if you are a striker, of course.